I wanted to thank you for last Tuesday's call where you allowed me to pretty much say all of the stuff that you've been discussing tonight, and for me to take responsibility and make my life a priority, and, you know, particularly given my diagnosis and things. So I just took it all to heart and felt like, yes, I'm worth it. And what a difference. My whole week has been different. It's just
wonderful.
Your voice sounds different, Vicki. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went shopping, and it was really fun to buy stuff for to make Jackie's chicken salad and, you know, all of the fruit and everything.
Atta girl.
I'm just stoked. I feel so good and prepared, being prepared. You were so right. That's the number one thing, and to stay committed. You know, because I felt so down last week, and I didn't feel like I wanted to be committed. And then I was listening to some personal development stuff, and somebody said that, well, commitment is sticking with your decision even though you're not in the mood that you were in when you made that commitment. I thought,
exactly.
Oh, yeah.
You know what discipline is? Discipline is giving yourself a command and following it.
Yeah. So,
you know, you just gave me, I bet you 10 to 1 everybody on this call just got goosebumps all over their body. And that's a sign of spirit, because you just put goosebumps all over my body for your energy, your vibration. I can see you're smiling. And the fact that you took it to heart meant that you found gratitude, and you found, like, you know what? I'm not going down with this ship. I'm a fighter. And you really have pumped yourself up into a way that, honest to God, Vicki, that is so powerful and inspirational. Thank you so much for sharing this with all of us. And I know that's going to help so many other people that, you know, it happens. We get down, we get scared, we get alone, and we don't know what to do. But, you know, this is your family now, so you can always call up and say whatever you want to say. But going shopping and getting all the food and getting yourself prepared and going for it, you're in charge now, huh?
Oh, it feels so good to be in charge and to actually just give honor back to God for the body he gave me, and knowing that it will heal itself if I give it the proper nourishment, and just making me feel like Paul said, I'm coming off conqueror.
Good. I can hear it in your voice. You're a lot stronger.
Oh, yeah. Your voice sounds great, and it's so great to hear. So now we have to hear from you all the time, you know.
Well, I don't plan on missing this call, and so I like coming on this call and then the one you have tomorrow.
Yeah, but I didn't mean to make that pressure, but now that we love hearing from you, we're going to give you pressure. We love hearing from you, Vicki, and the change just makes it all worth it to us. So thank you so much for sharing.
Well, thank you for just all of the time you spent with me last week. I felt bad afterwards thinking, oh, there was somebody in the queue, and then they just gave up. And I hope,
I'll let you feel better about it. It was one of the coaches. It was actually my sister. And so it wasn't somebody that was needing something right away. So don't feel bad. What you were talking about was more important. And I think she was calling in just with a suggestion or an idea or something. And then she got off because she realized that what you were talking about was more important. So don't worry about it.
Yeah. Well, this emotional eating, this stress eating. So I'm feeling the stress and I'm feeling the emotion, and I'm going to stick to the program anyway.